And it's funny you mentioned confidence, because this is something else you talk about in the book, this idea that fat people get overconfident with their weight management skills. And I don't know about you, but that certainly rang true for me. I think we all fancy ourselves like super ninjas of nutrition, whether we are or not. You know, I've heard so many people say, oh yeah, I eat healthy, or I know how to manage my weight. And I mean, the evidence is so astoundingly to the contrary, right? So talk about this problem of overconfidence and maybe the fallacy of human perception about activity and food intake.
Yeah, well, we all know the overconfident nutrition guy. We all have somebody, it's maybe us or somebody in our lives who, you know, oh, how many carbs are in that? You know, you have to mix that for the optimal amount of antioxidants, and oh, how many calories are in that? We feel like we're the experts on everything, and we can identify all the problems in the world of nutrition and body fat and that type of thing. Nobody likes that guy. So we shouldn't try to be that guy. I always encourage people, you know, get help when you need help. Talk to people who maybe know a little bit more than you or who've gone through this stuff. That's the biggest thing, is draw from people who have had success in what you're trying to attain, because those people have a lot of, you know, wisdom they can share with you on that experience.
I think you've hit on two points here that I think are both worthwhile to bring up. The first one is building on success. I think it's really easy to focus on our weaknesses and all the things we're doing wrong, but it sounds like what you're arguing is that we really should, A, find other people who are successful and emulate them, and B, find the areas in which we are already successful and make those more successful. So tell me now about the role of focusing on success versus focusing on previous failures or weaknesses.
Yeah, exactly. Find what you're doing well and do more of it. I love going through the exercise with people of even finding areas in your life where you're successful that have nothing to do with nutrition. You know, what type of things helped you be successful at your job or your volunteering or the sports you do or whatever it is? It's going to be those same factors translated over to your nutrition that'll help, whether it's perseverance and dedication and resilience or whatever it comes down to. Those things can really help you be successful. And, you know, also looking at people who have had success, you know, what are they doing? Draw upon those people and figure it out and go with that.
I think that's an especially salient point, because I think sometimes if you are fat, and I certainly remember this from my experience, you didn't necessarily want to be around those successful people because it felt like they were somehow evidence of your own failure, right? That you were supposed to not like those people that were successful. And I think even now you hear that as a prevalent theme, like either, oh, I'm intimidated by fit people, or ah, screw those fit people, they're all stuck up or vain or whatever. So what I'm hearing you arguing is that, in fact, we should really look to people who are already fit and figure out what is it they're doing. Because maybe they weren't born that way, maybe they aren't special, maybe it's something that they're doing, right? So can you talk about the difference between maybe this sort of concept of like intrinsic talent, like fit people have something special that the rest of us schmoes don't, and fitness as a product of something that you do and live and think?
Yeah, I don't think most people are born with just, you know, I'm going to have a lean body and that's that. I think a lot of people learn what works best for their body over time, and they start to implement those things and they become a fit person and live the fit life. And we can learn from fit people, but like in the book, we can learn from fat people as well. So, I mean, if you want to know what's not working, I mean, observe what fat people are doing and don't do what they're doing. So yeah, I mean, you can learn from both sets of people. I love learning from both camps. You know, it's great. I love, you know, a lot of the people at Precision Nutrition live really healthy and fit lifestyles. I love seeing what they're doing, what they're eating, how they're living, what they're thinking about, what they're reading. All those things really help me in my own pursuit of a fit body. And then I also like to learn from a lot of the clients I'm just starting to work with who are overly fat. You know, what are they doing? What are they eating? How are they living? How are they thinking? What are they reading? Who are they spending time with? And then I try to direct my life in a different direction than what they're doing.